Joining us, as he does most weeks, live from Boston, is WCAI State House reporter Mike Dean. Morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning.
So, Mike, we talked a lot last week about the grand bargain. We've been talking about it a little bit today in newscasts. That's kind of a big deal, a big package of things, and it looks like the governor's set to sign it today. Kind of remind us quickly what that's all about.
Yeah, the grand bargain is a lot of what Beacon Hill's been working on this spring and into the summer. It avoids three potential ballot questions from going before voters on the ballot this November. This was the preferred method to get these issues sorted away through the legislature instead of bringing it directly to voters. So there are three questions: are lowering the sales tax, raising the minimum wage to $15 an hour, and creating a paid leave system for family leave. Now, all the campaigns kind of got around the table, hashed out a deal. The sales tax question was going to really hurt the budget quite a bit, so there was an impetus to get this done. The sales tax question kind of went away in trade for some lower wages for retail workers. That Sunday time and a half that retail workers make is going to go away. That pleased the retail workers, and we're going to get a $15 minimum wage, and that family leave system is going to be implemented over a couple years from now. So that was what the governor is going to sign today at, I think, 10:30.
Wow, and this political climate, especially nationally, it's kind of refreshing to hear of negotiations that work out, and each side kind of concedes a little and each side gets a little things. But lawmakers have another deadline approaching: budget. Are they going to get it to the governor in time?
Nope. No, they are not. Speaker DeLeo said yesterday that they're not going to make that July 1st deadline. As I said, last week they passed an interim budget bill last week that will keep the government running through July. That gives them the cushion of the entire month of July to get this done, but they'll probably only take the first week or two. The July 4th holiday is probably going to screw stuff up coming in the middle of the week like that. Since they got that interim budget in place, they don't necessarily have to get it done on July 1st or 2nd or 3rd or anything like that. So you could probably see budget negotiations and a final budget pass the chambers maybe the week after that July 4th week.
And there's still a little bit of time left even then for the remainder of the legislative session, right? And they have other things to work on?
Yep, and that's one of the reasons they like to get the budget done early, is so that they can concentrate all of July on getting everything else done before they recess in August. There's a drop-dead date of July 31st for getting all this stuff done. So, and it's a lot of the key players that are involved in the budget are also key players involved in other pieces of legislation. So to free up those individuals to work on other things is pretty important. And that deadline keeps getting pushed and pushed. So it is going to be a mad rush at the 11 o'clock hour at the end of July.
Yeah. Well, and I guess I don't think this is the first time that that's ever happened, right?
It isn't the first time it's happened, but it happens more and more the last few years. Mm-hmm. I think, they really push almost everything off till the very last time they can. It makes it easier to deal, and honestly, it makes the votes easier to take because people do not have time to know what they're voting on.
Mm. And just briefly, some state senators were critical this week of the governor's climate change and environment bill. It's like a $1.4 billion bill, and they're saying that Baker is not being transparent enough.
Yeah, this is Senator Ann Gobey. She's a pretty prominent senator and on the Oversight Committee. She was the bonding committee, I should say. I think she's the chairwoman. She was kind of pestering or poking at Secretary Matt Beaton a bit about how the Baker administration spends money that the legislature authorizes. These bond bills are, like I said, $1.4 billion that they authorize the administration to dole out on different projects. And she was saying that Beaton's department and the administration just wasn't being clear enough with the legislature with how that money's being spent. This is an important bill because a lot of that $1.4 billion is going towards climate change adaptation, things, to prevent flooding, coastal erosion, things like that, that I'm sure people on the Cape are, very tuned into.
Yes.
Beaton defended himself by saying that a lot of that money, things are happening so quickly, it's kind of hard to communicate as well, but they could, make some improvements on letting senators and reps know exactly where that money's going.
Hmm. And that is Mike Dean, our State House reporter for WCAI. He talks to us each week from Boston for an update. Thanks so much. Have a great weekend.